USA Radio News.
At least 9 people in Florida died due to Hurricane Ian. This is according to a preliminary report from local officials. The Category 4 storm slammed into Florida's west coast on Wednesday afternoon, causing catastrophic damage and dangerous, record-breaking storm surge. Door-to-door search and rescue efforts are still ongoing, and it's unclear how many people are accounted for, according to the County Commissioner Chris Constance.
President Biden at FEMA headquarters said Florida Governor Ron DeSantis requested and he has approved a major disaster declaration for Florida. The president said the disaster declaration will help Floridians without insurance or enough insurance.
It means the federal government will provide individual assistance of $37,900 for home repairs, another $37,900 for lost property, for everything from automobile to a lost wedding ring.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A bill to avert a federal government shutdown passed the Senate on Thursday and will now head to the House with a little more than 24 hours until the deadline at the end of the day Friday. The Senate voted to advance the stopgap legislation, which will keep the government funded through mid-December, which means it will be past the midterm election. The cause of death for Queen Elizabeth II has been made public on her death certificate. The Queen's cause of death was old age, according to the Press Association, which cited the Queen's death certificate. The late monarch died on September 8, 2022, at the age of 96 years old. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
6 Republican-led states are suing the Biden administration in an effort to halt its plan to forgive student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans, accusing it of overstepping its executive powers. This is at least the second legal challenge this week to the proposal laid out by President Joe Biden in late August, when he said his administration would cancel up to $20,000 in education debt for huge numbers of borrowers. The states of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Carolina join Arkansas in filing the lawsuit. A former employee of the National Security Agency was arrested on espionage-related charges for allegedly trying to sell U.S. secrets. This is according to the Justice Department. The Colorado man, who worked at the NSA for less than a month as an information system security designer, used an encrypted email to send excerpts of 3 classified documents to someone he believed to be a representative of a foreign government. The person was an undercover FBI agent. He faces charges related to 3 violations of the Espionage Act, which could carry sentences up to life in prison or potential death sentences. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.